Austin, I'm not fully awake yet.
Well, we are recording this at 3 a.m.
I want to check in on that, Tim. When you say you're not fully awake, do you mean that you're not conscious, or do you mean that you just haven't tapped into kind of the broader kind of arc of your life? You're just not, haven't been awakened.
I would say the latter, Jason. I have my full potential has not yet been unlocked.
That is some evil villain origins. Right
there. Jason, your birthday is coming up this week.
Do you guys have any cake suggestions?
I mean, I'm always a fan of red velvet.
What I wonder is, how did cake get started as like the thing you eat on a birthday? Because that seems weird to me. Cake, as far as baked goods go, cake is way down on my list of favorite baked goods.
Are you more of a pie person?
Pie is okay, but still pretty low on my overall like baked goods. I would rather have a really good cookie or a brownie, which I guess is a form of cake.
Cakey, cake-ish.
It's more dense for sure.
I could see sort of the order of operations being maybe unleavened bread, you know, just some sort of really just baked, crusty sort of, oh, we accidentally got flour and water and the chickens laid an egg on it. And then they got this bread. And then somebody, you know, was like, oh, bread again, but it's my birthday. And, you know, mom is like, fine, it just throws some sugar on top of it. And, you know, that starts the tradition. Eventually, dad comes in and lights the whole thing on fire. And the kid has to make a wish. As it turns out, the wish at that age was that their cake wasn't on fire. So you can kind of see how things progress.
Had your choice, rather than cake, what baked good would be higher up on your list?
Maybe ice cream cake should be higher on my list, because maybe other people don't do this, but when I was a kid and we had like family birthdays and stuff, like the cousins' birthdays and stuff like that, anytime anybody, there was always cake and ice cream, and we would often, at least my brother and one of my cousins and myself, would get the cake and ice cream in the same bowl and then just mix it together anyway.
You just take the cake and you take the ice cream and you just mix it together willy-nilly. Oh, that seems weird, Tim.
I mean, I'm a weird person. If you haven't realized I'm weird by now, then I'm sure you guys know that I am one of the weird people who loves oatmeal raisin cookies.
You're just further disqualifying yourself from this conversation. You got raisins lodged in your brain, and they're going to be talking for you.
They also do some singing every once in a while. It's really weird.
This whole episode is becoming an intervention at some point. I think we're looking to save Tim from himself and the raisins. I just enjoy things. I just like eating tasty things, and I don't have a strong hierarchy when it comes to what's better. I think it's just whatever one is in front of me. Although I do enjoy some mixture of textures. Like if you've got a nice cake with a layer of cream in the middle, I think there's a lot of merit there. I think ice cream cake is one of those things that I really enjoy, but it's so difficult to defend it as a cake, because what is ice cream a cake? I don't think that it can be. It's ice cream and cake. And as soon as Dairy Queen responds to my inquiries, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Like on the baking shows, sometimes like on Top Chef, they'll have somebody that cuts a watermelon really thickly, and then they will fry it on the grill and they serve it and they call it a watermelon steak.
Huh.
That always rang to me as not being a thing. That's just warmed up watermelon, dude.
That's just going to get like all the water out of the watermelon. So at that point, it's just dry melon.
Dry Melon is the name of my 1990s alt indie band.
With your number one parody hit, No Seeds.
Most recent years, I've started like a tradition for myself in which I usually will sleep in late and then try and go for a nice hike or like a long walk somewhere. I usually will finish off by making myself a really nice dinner, whether that's grilling it or whatever I'm in the mood for. And often like I'll get out the card table and like throw a tablecloth out over it and like get like lights, light a couple candles on there. Make it classy. And I'll watch an old movie and then I'll usually enjoy a cigar. But like that's, and like a couple of years ago, we had an improv show on my birthday, which was the best. So like that's, for me, that's my kind of personal birthday tradition anymore.
Now, Tim, I don't want it to seem like I'm picking on you at all, but we started recording this session at 11 a.m. What does it mean to you to sleep late?
Eleven a.m. or later.
Okay.
Happy birthday!
Happy just being with people I like is the best gift of all.
That's a Hallmark card right there.
I have this outer shell that like, oh, he seems like a really nice guy. But then underneath you're like, oh, he's kind of dark and maybe a little evil. But under that is Hallmark John. And he's really nice at my core.
So what I'm hearing is you're a peanut M&M.
What is it with you and disgusting foods today?
You don't like those either?
Peanut M&Ms are like an abomination unto candy.
They're the best. They're the best. This will destroy you even further. I also like black licorice.
See, you have no credibility, Tim. So it's like, here, I have chocolate. Oh, that's delicious. Oh, I have a peanut. That's delicious. Stop there. It's having a nut in something else. I don't know what it is. I just can't stand it. Like, if like Rocky Road ice cream, it's like, oh, the ice cream is delicious. But then all of a sudden, here comes an invading nut.
which is the name of my 90s alt band.
Welcome to Sir Mimer, the internet game show that is legally distinctive from any other property of a similar name. This is a parody. This is not theft. Parody. Look around this suburban neighborhood. Do any of our contestants live here? Probably not. They live in their own homes, far away from here. But they will be competing in challenges every single week to compete for a fabulous prize at the end of quarantine. 12 contestants, 2 challenges every week. Every week, one of the contestants is sent home by the backstabbing members of their own team. Who will win? No one knows. And that's what makes this so exciting. Welcome to Sir Mimer. Sir Mimer.
Hello, hello. My name is Clara, and I'm a winner because I drink minimum 1 iced coffee a day. That makes me poorer than you, and we all know that the poor shall inherit the earth or something like that.
Sir Mimer.
My name's Dickard Hatch. I'm a late-to-the-party trend follower. I've been a juggalo. You never know what I'm going to be next week. I could be a New York Times costumed character. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm naked. I'm pretty sure I'm going to win.
Sir Mimer.
Well, hello. My name's Jason. Thanks for having me as a contestant on Sir Mimer. Why am I playing Sir Mimer? Because I think I do the pandemic better than anybody else. I have experience with COVID, quarantine, toilet paper, all the 2020 essentials. And if you think that you can beat me, I'm here for the challenge.
Sir Mimer.
Hi, my name is Kelsey. I'm playing Sir Mimer to challenge myself mentally, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, physically. What makes me awesome? I'm trying to think of all the adverbs I can. Do I think I'll win? I don't know, because, you know, it was like kind of gotten okay at a lot of things, but never really good at one thing. So we'll see how far that takes me.
Sir Mimer.
Hey, it's Lauren here. Here to tell you why I'm the best contestant on Sir Mimer and why I'm going to win. I have a list of at least 25 reasons, but I'm going to give you 5. Number 1. I'm a woman, so I already have more strength than half of you. Number 2, I have studied this show for a long time, so I know how to outwit, outlast, and outplay all of you. Number 3, I have the power of 2 people because I'm growing a second person. So it's like I have an extra set of limbs, both legs and arms. Number 4, I know every single word to the song Baby Got Back. You know what song can get annoying? Baby Got Back. I know it, and I'm going to use it to my advantage. Number 5, my name starts with an L. I know loser also starts with L, but like, I'm going to win.
Sir Mimer.
Hey, what's up? My name is Terry Brodkin, formerly from Brooklyn. I am here to win, and I believe that I will win because I have what's known as a survivor instinct, okay? You don't go down the mean streets of Brooklyn and not act like you're gonna die or do some weird challenge for money. Look, we've all fallen on hard times. I'm not above doing some shady shit for some money. You know, especially if it's life-threatening. It's not like I haven't done that before. So anyway, gonna kick ass.
Sir Mimer.
My name is Bon Bobberson. And I am playing as an anonymous contestant because my personal celebrity is so huge that if people got wind that I was playing this game, Sir Mimer headquarters would be overwhelmed immediately. My identity will be revealed on opening night next Friday. Am I gonna win? Oh yeah, you better believe it. As long as nothing happens to compromise my identity before that...
Sir Mimer.
Hi, my name is Carol, and here's why I'm going to win. I live alone. You got a foot of snow in your driveway, who's gonna shovel that? You. And you need 10 wheelbarrows of mulch moved into your backyard and shoveled onto your garden, who's gonna do that? You. And what about if you mistakenly put a clamshell pack of lettuce that's spoiled into the disposal and it clogs the pipes pretty much over to the neighbors? Who's gonna get under the sink and take the pipes apart and drag out that nasty ass lettuce with a hanger? You. And if you slip on your front porch and split the back of your head open, who's gonna hold that wound shut and drive yourself to the ER? You. And that's why I'm gonna win.
Sir Mimer.
You know, I'm always hearing people say, Eugene, what the hell? By the way, I'm Eugene. Eugene Hardcard. And I'm here to say, I apologize for making this too easy for me to take away from all y'all. This is my game to lose. I swear to everything that I hold dear in this world, I am able to outlast, outbeat, outlander all everyone forever. I'm here to make enemies, and you're the first one. Game on, buddy. Look where I am. This is where I survive. And this is where I will thrive.
Sir Mimer.
My name is Ivy Robinson, and I'm here in our local tree that's growing from the drainage ditch from the nuclear factory over there. I'm going to win Sir Mimer because I'm in a tree. Who else can climb a tree? You old people? I don't think so. I just jumped out of that tree because of my nuclear tree. I'm gonna win, and I'll do whatever it takes, even if it means eating your own mother for breakfast.
Sir Mimer.
My name is Jason, and I'm here to say I'm gonna win Sir Mimer in a major way. All the other players better give me no guff, because you come against me, it's gonna get rough. I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna hit every goal, just like I'm about to hit that telephone pole.
Sir Mimer.
Hi, I'm Kevin. I'm from Los Angeles, California. Winning Sir Mimer, it's gonna mean the world to me. I know that I can win because I do IT. I'm an IT professional. I spend hours and hours inside my house. I never go anywhere. There's no way anybody can beat me. My cat, she really needs some ringworm medicine. And I just can't afford it. But if I win this, I know that I can get the medicine that I need to help my poor cat. It's gotten bad. She's just tearing at these ringworms, and she can hardly walk. It's just really hard to see my cat. Like, sorry.
Sir Mimer.
Hey, I'm Tim. I'm here to win it. I'm here for the $1 million. And I will not be stopped. Is there $1 million? I will win. I want the pride, I want the glory, but more importantly, I want to crush other people mentally, physically, spiritually. I enjoy defeating other people more than I enjoy winning for myself. Tears of my opponents are like a fine wine. Their blood is like Cool Whip. Am I going too far? Maybe, maybe not. Just last week, I played chess against someone. We'll call him Richard, because that's his name. He knew he was going to lose, and I just toyed with him like a tiger eating a mouse. Real tears came out. His mom came out, and she was all upset too. He is 7, and he will never forget that day.
Wiener dogs. The purpose of such an animal has eluded us for eons. Well, no more. Science has brought dachshunds into the 21st century. What have we learned? First, these stubby little trotters are useless for land-based mobility. However, the grossly enlarged head flaps show great potential in the fields of aeronautics and logistics. Introducing Wien Air Delivery Service. How about some tasty cheese snacks? Call us up and get some fresh cheese to go. Would you like theater tickets? We'll send those puppies right over. Let Wien Air help you deliver extra special messages for birthdays, new businesses, or lab results. Wien Air Deliveries. You call, we come. Wien Air Deliveries. Now that's an impressive game of fetch. Wien Air Deliveries. Your move, drones. Wien Air Deliveries. You're clear for a great time. Wien Air Deliveries. Licensed to fly and play dead.
Welcome to the Uphill Battle Brigade, the story of an alternative timeline in which America is fighting a 100-year-long losing war. Here are today's characters.
My name is Green Bean Jones, but everybody around here just calls me Corny on account of the fact that I got this can of corn that's been passed down from my great-grandfather to my grandfather. And then straight to me, because everybody knows that cans of corn skip a generation. I run the old canteen here around the encampment.
Lieutenant Jeffrey Jenkins, demolition expert, or something like that. I've been a part of this war since I was born, pretty much. My dad was in before me. His dad was in before him. His dad before him, and his grandma before that. So we've all kind of been part of it.
Hello there. My name is Robert America. I'm a soldier in the war. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm definitely not a spy.
Hey, Corny, I got you something.
You didn't have to do that. You know that I'm the provider in this here encampment.
I know, but you provide for so much, you know, so much sustenance and stuff that we need that I just kind of figured it'd be nice to give something back. Plus, I heard a rumor it's your birthday.
Oh, gosh darn it. Somebody's been in my personnel files again. Well, I'm not going to let that affect this very, very kind gesture that you have bestowed upon me. Well, give me. It's a can of corn.
That's right. You get it? Because your name's Corny, and
yeah, it's the thought that counts, right? I'll just put this up here on my corn shelf where I keep all my cans of corn.
That's where I got it from.
I thought Cornelius was missing. This is Cornelius. You just slapped a new label on it.
I thought you wouldn't notice.
This roller coaster of emotions that you got me on, getting me something, and then finding it's something that you re-gifted from me back to me. Maybe you should just go.
I'll go, but I'll give you what else I had for you, which I guess I'll give you back this can of green beans and this can of regular beans and this can of soup.
Can you not?
Good morning, Corny.
Oh,
I've heard your birthday of days is coming along, and I had questions for you about this.
Oh, geez, everybody's talking about this. Why is my birthday the hot topic of conversation around here? What is it, Robert?
Well, someone hired a skywriter that said it's your birthday of days, and we're just reading what is on the air.
That wasn't a skywriter. That was sarin gas. We're being attacked.
Oh, what a predicament.
I just want to know how they discovered our location so readily. We've been concealing ourselves so effectively for so long.
You know what they say, loose lips have a tendency of spreading the location of secret bases.
Well, that is what I got tattooed on my lower back, for sure. Oh, Bobby, you are a card. Now, what was it that I could do for you?
Where I come from, they do not celebrate the day of the birth because nobody remembers and nobody bothers to write it down. Well, so I'm wondering why. Why is a birthday such a big deal?
To be honest, Robert, it's just nice to celebrate the people that you care about.
Oh, such as Cleveland, Ohio's best band, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, when they say, love the one you're with. Corny, how old are you?
Somewhere up in the 50s, maybe?
I don't know exactly how old that is. As I said, we don't keep track where I'm from, which is Ohio.
Oh, Ohio, you use the metric system in Ohio, don't you?
Don't you worry about what we use in Ohio.
Oh, Robert, I ain't never worried about nothing you do. If there ain't one person on this field that I trust more than you, I wouldn't even know what it was, except for maybe Cornelius.
Oh, hey, Jeffrey Jenkins, I hear it's your birthday coming up.
Yeah, Robert, thanks. I appreciate that. I try to kind of keep it on the down low a little bit.
By down low, you mean on your birthday you like to secretly have sex with the men's?
I mean, I'm open to it one way or another. I mean, let's be honest, there's not a lot of opportunity outside of the barracks. So, whatever chance comes, I'm not too shy one way or another.
Oh, so you're not shy about having sex with the men's outside of the barracks in the open on the beach where the people can see all the parts?
I mean, that's a little exposed, but I mean, the beach sounds just nice and warm. And, you know, I don't hate sand as much as some people do. So I don't know. There's something adventurous about being out in the open and, you know, possibly being caught at any moment. I don't know.
That would never fly where I am from.
I hear they're pretty repressed over there in Ohio.
Yes, we're very depressed on account of the Ohio.
I can believe that. You know, Robert, if you wanted to, I know we don't know each other like super well, but I wouldn't mind going out on a date if you want to, if you got nothing better to do.
What is this? My birthday too?
Is it? I've never really looked into your file. I suppose we could have the same birthday.
I'm not sure when my birthday is. We have a different calendar where I'm from.
Yes, the famous Ohio calendar.
Our calendar stopped for a while between 2012 and July of 2015.
You know, that makes a lot more sense. I remember hearing that Ohio was kind of thrown into chaos for 3 years, and it devolved into some weird, like, social sects, and there were, like, clans that kind of almost like a hunter-gatherer society for those 3 years.
Social sects is frowned upon where I'm from. While we are off on the beach having the date on the birthday downloads, who will be winning the war for us?
Various compatriots, I know, secretly.
I love secrets. Hold on, I gotta get my pen ready.
I have rigged several exciting things to blow up as soon as I leave.
Oh, I want to hear more about your exciting things.
Well, you see, some of them, well, I was going to save them for my birthday since I was going to throw kind of a party for myself. I've got some streamers set up ready on timed explosives. I've got exploding cakes. I've even got some presents that when opened, like a little puff of smoke, like colored smoke. That's super cool. It would, I mean, I guess it could be used against the enemy, but it would be very confusing for them, which, I mean, that's an advantage on us. I mean,
what would you say are your predicted casualties for this whole affair?
As many as is my years of birth. 37.
Good enough. My family back home in Cleveland will be very excited to hear about this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they love a good party, don't they?
Speaking of a good party, I'll see you outside the barracks in 15 minutes.
Better bring your swim fins. Don't worry about trunks.
Tim.
Tim.
He's not awake right now. He's there you go, Raven. It's your turn to improv. Yeah.
Aw. I'm out.
A really nice moist cake is probably one of the better types of treats, though. If it still retains that moisture. And
first, you drop the word moist in there, and nobody wants to comment on that. Okay, I'll let that slide. But is that why you dump milk on your cake? Is you're like, moist, moisture, must moist.
Must moist.
Yeah, must moist.